Hi, I'm speaking with Mike Calicrate, who is the owner of Noble Enterprises. And Mike, we want to talk a little bit about the Calicrate Bander, named after you, obviously. Tell me about this product and just why it's so important.
Well, Cindy, the Calicrate Bander came about because we thought there was too much stress involved with other methods of castration. The little elastrator rings we've determined are probably the most stressful thing you can do to a baby calf, and a knife being probably the second most stressful thing you can do. And so we were looking for an alternative to castration that would be bloodless, non-surgical, and as pain-free as possible. And we ran across the ligation method, but there really wasn't a good piece of equipment out there to apply the ligation method or a rubber material around the top of the testicles that would essentially block the blood supply and totally ligate that body part. And knowing that if we could find that somehow and develop something, that it would make a lot of sense. And so the Calicrate Bander was developed. It's got some great features that make it very easy to apply and very easy to get the correct tension and to get the results that we want. In fact, now the Calicrate Bander has become the leading method of castration, the leading method of non-surgical castration in the country, and it's taken off well, and particularly now with natural beef. We've got fewer people implanting cattle. We know implants reduce meat quality. They make meat tougher. They reduce marbling. And what about the alternative of leaving those animals intact as bulls a little longer, picking up that extra benefit of gain with the testosterone that's naturally produced? And so it's becoming very popular for delayed castration. And if the animals are going into a feeding operation, they can castrate them weighing 750, 800 pounds, basically that point at which they start to show masculinity. And then in another 120 days or so, those animals are ready for market with a grade in excess of 85% choice and prime on the English Continental Cross animals. So we're excited about that possibility of being able to eliminate implants and utilize natural testosterone for additional weight gain.
Well, I understand, Mike, also that the Calicrate Bander has other applications besides just castration.
Well, anything that would benefit from the use of ligation, horn removal, tail docking, prolapse, heifers that have prolapses, cows that have prolapses, the Calicrate Bander is being used. In fact, we've got a new application in the last couple of years that we've developed, and that is antler removal, deer velvet and elk velvet antler removal. It's a special application that doesn't involve a loop. It's a single piece in length of rubber that's applied at the base of the antler, essentially eliminating the blood flow for just about 3 or 4 minutes. And then it's removed after the antler is removed. And it's very effective, and it eliminates the chemicals that are typically used for pain suppression.
Now, Mike, the Calicrate Bander is a new sponsor of the World Dairy Diary, and I understand that it has some very good benefits for dairy producers.
Cindy, the Bander has more benefits for dairy producers than it does for beef producers. With dairy, the bull calves that can be left intact and develop better muscle as a result of the testosterone is very important. As you know, the dairy industry is lacking muscle in their breeds, and thereby cutability at the packing house and in the carcass. So if we can leave these calves intact, we've got more muscular calves with bigger ribeyes and better yield. We can still get great grading on these animals by delaying castration about 120 days prior to slaughter, and then going to slaughter with those calves in about 120 days. So in addition to that, though, in the dairy industry, we've got tail docking available to us as a sanitary thing and to keep our parlors cleaner and a cleaner environment for the milk. Dairymen are wanting to dock these tails to get rid of that switch. You know, there's a big blood supply that goes to the tail, and if you're gonna remove that tail, it's going to take a significant amount of pressure in order to do that with a ligation process. With the Calicrate Bander, we can get up to 150 pounds of pressure, but we found that 100 pounds on tail docking and castration both is the correct amount. Any less, you're just not getting a good total ligation, and any more, you're straining the rubber beyond its capability to remember and to hold good tension after the banner's removed. So there's more benefits available to the dairy industry, actually, than there is to the beef industry.
What kind of response and reaction do you get to the Calicrate Bander from veterinarians around the country?
Veterinarians are very supportive. In fact, one of our most supportive veterinarians since we started, and in fact helped develop it with us, is Lynn Locatelli and Tom Knopfsinger out of Binkelman, Nebraska. They work a lot with animal behavior and work with feedlot crews around the country, showing them how handling animals in a more safe way, in a slower way, in a more friendly way, can give you better performance in those animals. And they are big fans of the Calicrate Bander. And, of course, they're looking for low stress and products that are easy to use and that work every time.
What can people do if they want to find out more about the Calicrate Bander?
I think the quickest way to get it, into some good information is go to the website at nobull.net, and click on the Calicrate Bander, and there's a lot of information on that website, including studies, university data, gain studies, and quite a bit of just general information on how to use it.
Mike, is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Well, we really feel compelled to make the beef industry better. We feel compelled to make beef better so we can build consumer demand, and I think the Calicrate Bander fits into that very well. It's hard to say to people to give up implants because they're worth so many dollars per head. But what if we have a better system that would also give us higher quality, better tasting beef? I think it's very significant if we can accomplish that and improve our beef demand and our customer satisfaction.
All right, thank you very much, Mike Calicrate, owner of Nobull Enterprises and developer of the Calicrate Bander. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.